the Superhero Marathon Spectacular.
Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today we shall learn whether or not Robin can outwit the cunning Dr. Bly and reach the Man of Steel before it is too late to save Lois Lane. Lois Lane is on trial for her life, accused of murder while leading a double life as a gangster girl named Dixie Lamar. Reasoning that Dr. Bly, the leader of a confidence gang, had planted the murder weapon and other damaging evidence in Lois's apartment because Lois bore a striking resemblance to the real Dixie Lamar, Clark Kent enlisted the aid of Batman and Robin. As the jury was weighing Lois's fate, Batman and Robin traced the real Dixie to a Metropolis tenement house, where they encountered Dr. Bly and a dozen members of his gang. Escaping to the roof, Batman was shot in the leg and insisted that Robin leave him and carry the news to Kent. Sliding down a rain spot on the side of the building, the youngster in mask and cape landed in a small courtyard hemmed in by four walls where he found Dr. Bly waiting with a gun.
Dr. Bly?
Yes, indeed, in person. Very clever of you and Batman to trace Dixie Lamar to this tenement. What a pity that neither of you will be able to use what you have learned to save Lois Lane's life.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm afraid I can't spare a minute, Robin. My men are climbing the fire escape to the roof to take care of Batman. Once I dispose of you, I shall have to leave rather quickly.
That's what you think.
So goodbye, Rock.
How'd you like that flying tackle, Doctor? Sorry I can't stick around to play some more, but that open window beckons. So long.
Come right here. You can't get away.
Whoa, that shot parted my hair. Now, to get out of this basement. Oh, wrong turn. There's the door ahead.
I've got you, Robin.
That was close, chum, but close only counts in horseshoes. Only this door isn't locked. It's unlocked. Any luck I could kiss you. Christopher Columbus, another courtyard. But no basement windows in this one. Oh, I'll have to go up that fire escape. Come on, Pete. The doctor will be with us shortly. Uh-oh, here he comes. I've got to make that roof.
I've got you now, Robin.
Close again, doctor. Phew. That was a narrow squeak. 6 feet to the next roof. Well, let's make like a bird, Robin. One, two, go!
You can't get away, you young fool!
Put that in writing. I'll have my secretary attend to it. Uh-oh. That next roof is a story higher than this one. Come on, rope. Lasso that chimney. We've got places to go.
Now I've got you!
Ah, up the rope we go. You repeat yourself, Dr. Bly.
Say your prayers, Robin.
I'm almost there. Missed again, pal.
I won't miss this time.
Oh, Christopher, he nicked my knee. Oh, it hurts like blazes. Gotta keep moving, though. Batman said carry the mail to Mr. Kent. That's what I gotta do. Way over there, I can see the flagpole on the courthouse. I wonder if Dr. Bly thinks he got me. He's certain to come up and make sure. Oh, can I make the jump to the next roof? I have to. Come on.
Limping, his cape torn and his hands bleeding, Robin twists and runs and leaps from roof to roof, pursued by Dr. Bly. Meanwhile, in the courtroom where Lois Lane is on trial for her life, the jury has reached a verdict and returned to their box. In the front of the court, supported by Clark Kent and Perry White, Lois has risen to her feet, her face chalk white. John Fletcher, her attorney, stands nearby. Jimmy Olsen, unable to bear the strain, has retired to a seat. Minutes pass, and the crowd of spectators lean forward tensely, waiting for the judge to return to the bench from his chambers.
I can tell by their faces, Clark. They've decided that I'm guilty.
Maybe not, Lois.
Oh, they have. I'm sure of it.
Take it easy, Lois. Take it easy. Hope for the best.
Oh, here comes the judge now.
Oh, dear.
The bailiff strikes the gavel for order, and the spectators quiet to a hush as the dignified black-robed judge emerges at last from his chambers and mounts the bench.
Clark.
Steady, Lois.
The tension is electric. The great crowd hardly dares to breathe as the judge faces the standing jurors and addresses their foreman, thick, gray-haired man wearing glasses.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
What is the verdict?
We, the jury, find the defendant, Lois Lane, alias Dixie Lamar.
Wait! Hold everything! Where's Mr. Kent?
Great
Mr.
Scott!
Kent.
It's Robin!
What the...
Who's this?
Quick!
What's he saying?
Robin, what happened?
You're
hurt.
Order in the court.
Why just nicked me?
Doctor, why?
Yes, he was chasing me. He almost had me, but he fell off a high roof. I think he was killed.
What?
Judge, you'd better hear
this.
Order.
Listen, Mr.
Order in this court.
Batman and I found Dixie Lamar.
You found
you
Dixie
did?
Lamar?
Where?
In a tenement. 229 West Street.
229 West Street?
Yes. Hurry, Batman's on the roof. Wounded.
Okay, Robin.
Kent, where are you going? Fletcher, stop the trial. Talk to the judge.
The judge's chambers will do. Out of these clothes fast. Robin said Dixie Lamar was at 229 West Street, and Batman's in trouble. This is a job
for Superman. There we are. All set. Up with this window. Out and away!
Leaping from the courthouse, red tape streaming, Superman streaks over the very roofs young Robin crossed on his wild flight from Dr. Bly. In a matter of seconds, the Man of Steel is above the tenement district, searching out 229 West Street. And the roof on which the wounded Batman, crouched behind a chimney, is tearing bricks from the chimney and heaving them at the half-dozen men who approach him across the roof, their guns blazing.
There he is. Down to that roof. Down! Okay, Batman. You can relax now. You and Robin did a swell job. I'll just mop up for you.
Well, Superman. Why, all that's holy.
Okay. So, you boys are Dr. Bly's little playmates, huh? Well, here's my calling card, mister. And here's one for you. And you. Don't go away, Redhead. I've got a ticket for you, too. Here you are. And here's one for you, my husky friend. Ah, just two of you left, eh? Now let's try the old 1-2 punch again, like this. I think that takes care of the lot.
You're not kidding, Superman. When you smack them, they stay smacked. You didn't come a minute too soon. I was running out of bricks.
That's all. How's your leg?
Oh, just a little lead in it, that's all.
Uh-oh.
Oh, but look. I saw Dixie Lamar run out here a moment ago.
What? Which way did she go?
Straight up the street. Here. You can see her from here.
I want a judge and jury to see her. Can you watch these gorillas until the police get here?
Well, that won't be hard. They look like they'll be asleep a long while.
Okay, then I'll be seeing you. Thanks a million, Batman. Up and away!
Streaking off the roof, Superman spots Dixie Lamar running up the street carrying a suitcase. Like an avenging eagle, the Man of Steel swoops down, snatches the murderess who had plotted to have the innocent Lois Lane pay for her crime, and bare moments later carries her into the courtroom and sets her down beside Lois. A gasp rises from the crowd as Superman steps up to the bench.
Judge, I'd like you to meet Dixie Lamar.
Godfrey,
she looks exactly like Lois.
Why, she does. That guy flies. He flies, I tell you.
Attaboy, Superman.
Good heavens, speak up, young woman. Are you Dixie Lamar?
Who, me? No, I...
Want to take another ride in the sky, Dixie?
No, stay away from me.
All right, then tell the truth and fast.
Her real name is Dorothy Zelenka. She shot the FBI man.
Is that right, young woman?
No.
All right, Dixie, or Dorothy, or whatever your name is, we'll take another ride.
No, don't touch me.
Sorry.
Okay, I did it. I killed him. I'm Dixie Lamar.
What? You hear that, Miss Lane? She's Dixie Sissy Lamar. Dixie.
You're free, Lois. You're free.
Oh. Jubilantly, Perry White, Jimmy Olsen, employees of the Daily Planet, and spectators crowd around Lois, congratulating her on her complete vindication as Superman and Robin slip from the courtroom. But unknown to any of them, the high spirits they are in are doomed to be short-lived. Within a few hours, the most stupendous thing that has ever happened to Superman is going to break. We'll be back in a moment to learn what it is. But first, let's hear from our good friend.
Say, gang, you know what I think is one of the best-looking insignia buttons in the second series put out by Kellogg's Pep? I think it's the insignia of Navy Torpedo Squadron 3. I sure do like the looks of that fiery red dragon riding a black torpedo. Boy, that button is really keen-looking. Of course, maybe you've got a different favorite, but you still want to collect the whole second series, all 22 buttons. And they're easy to get, too. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. You just ask your mother to get a package or two of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. there's a dramatic-looking insignia or warplane button in every package. And it's an exclusive prize for you from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. And say, gang, here's the tip. If you'll ask Mother to get you a couple of packages of Pep over the weekend and save the Pep box tops, on Monday, I'll have news for you about something mighty swell you can use them for. Get in on the fun, the big news, when you listen to Superman next Monday.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Perry White and Clark Kent are seated in the editor's office some hours following the dismissal of the murder charge against Lois Lane. The latest edition of the Daily Planet has just come up from the press room, and Perry White is gloating over it.
Not bad, Kent. Not bad at all. We didn't get an exclusive story, of course, but every newspaper in the city had 5 men in that courtroom. But what we have got is a byline story by Lois herself. Oh, will this sell the papers? Here, take a look at it.
Okay, thanks. How it feels to be charged with murder by Lois Lane. Who wrote that head?
Well, I did. Who do you think? What's the matter with it?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all, Chief. Now, let's see. Any other news on the front page?
Well, Kent. Kent, what's the matter?
No.
Kent. Kent, what is it? Why, you're white as a sheet. Kent, what's the matter, Kent? What is it?
Slumped in his chair, with the color draining from his cheeks, Clark Kent stares at the front page of the newspaper as though he were looking at a ghost. And well he should, for what he has seen may mean the end of Superman.
Fellows and girls, no matter what happens, don't miss Monday's super exciting episode. At last, Superman has met his match, something that may wipe him out forever. We can't tell you what it is now, but be sure to listen Monday and tell all your friends to listen as Superman begins his fight not for the lives of others, but for his own life. Nothing like this has ever happened before. So tune in Monday for the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.